Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, September the 7th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. 14.13 MHz by any takers. 28.525 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, and UHF CB Channel 24, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC, and HF CB Channel 24, that's 11 metres, hosted by Stephen, VK7SME, both in the Hobart area. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Moena Hamfest is back. After a hiatus since 2018, the Moena Hamfest is returning on Saturday the 15th of November 2025. Join us at the Moena Community Centre, nestled in the beautiful Great Lakes of Central Tasmania, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the day, enjoy snags, burgers, hot dogs, tea, coffee and cordial, and yes, the bar opens at 3 p.m. Bring along anything you'd like to sell, browse operating amateur radio setups, and check out displays from organisations supporting the amateur radio community. Some suppliers are expected to attend too. Entry is just $5, and it's your chance to buy, sell, chat, and finally meet those that you usually only talk to on air. Come for a feed, a natter, and a fantastic day out in a stunning location. More details coming soon. Mark your calendars. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7OB. WWFF, SOTA, POTA, and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. Our friends across the ditch have launched a new New Zealand and Australian amateur radio magazine, which is free to access and already up to issue 3. The magazine highlights plenty of park and SOTA activations, making it a great read for operators with similar interests. Even better, the editor has invited VK7 amateurs to contribute articles. This is a fantastic opportunity to showcase our activities, fly the VK7 flag, and share an activation story with a wider audience. David, VK7DBX, and Jim, VK7JZ, headed out to the Calvert's Hill Nature Reserve near Cremorne. David was especially keen to put his brand new Zygu G90 through its paces, running it with a vertical whip on a Mad Dog coil. The setup worked a treat, with plenty of contacts rolling in on both 15 metres and 40 metres. The activation's highlights came from when David Chewell chalked up his first ever DX from the field, making a QSO into Texas. By the end, the log showed 18 QSOs each for both David and Jim, a tidy haul and a day well spent on the air. The Northern crew, Rodney, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN, and Eric, VK7ZPE, returned to the Skemps Myrtle Bank Conservation Covenant, situated at Myrtle Bank, around 35 kilometres east of Launceston. This special covenant was managed by the Launceston Field Naturalist Club and was originally bequeathed to the club by John Roland Skemp in the late 1960s. With the last day of winter now behind us for 2025, dust those portable rigs off and head out for an activation. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inwards QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at 5th of September is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you attend your local radio club? If so, please email Herman with your club mailing address, your name and call sign, if you would like to collect any cards that arrive for you at your club. Email to westyh, that's W-E-S-T-Y-H, at ozemail.com.au. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the manager for the WA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV nights. Repeater VK7RJG is operational again, and Northerners could send photos statewide. However, due to the cold weather or a system gremlin, no photos made it north. This week did see the following participants: VK7's EV, ZAB, TW, ZCF and AX sending 40 photos. The main themes were aircraft like the DC Aero Commander and the B-25 Mitchell Bomber, orangutans repairing a radio and correctly holding the soldering iron. Before we work on AI, why don't we do something about natural stupidity? Advertising for human bait for a Bigfoot research project. A section of 450 ohm ladder line using 3D printed spacers. And a monorail cat and another enjoying retirement. And other highlights were a nothing gets done lounge suite, that Poland is the best place for alcoholic drinks, how much RF is needed to cause a tower to burn, the new flat earth theory is that the earth is a hot dog, a book for the woke believers, hams are not the only hobbyists after a big shed, cars with no airbags are for real men, an Arduino-based CW decoder board, and 73 from a whiskey drinker. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchange photos with DJ0ZK in Germany and PC1K in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway next week between 6:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Reminder, VK7RAL off the air. Club repeater members attended the VK7RAL site last week, as since late April this year, the new link to VK7RAA had ceased to function. Unfortunately, it was disabled without our permission or notifying the club, who owned the repeater. Requests to reinstate the link have been ignored. So, some of the repeater committee attended the site and removed the repeater to service it and install some other modifications before reinstating it. We apologise to those on the West Coast who haven't been able to converse with amateurs in the North and vice versa, but this was not of our doing. Once the repeater is reinstated, amateurs on the West Coast will be able to converse on the statewide link again. And that's regards from Andrew Hay, VK7XR, the club president of NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. The Mount Arthur repeater site of VK7RAA and VK7RJG was visited last Monday. All amateur band services were restored. Unfortunately, the CB Repeater 2 could not be successfully brought back into service, and this has been removed from site for repair. Thanks to VK7's Tony VKYBG, David JD, Colin ZCF, Eric ZPE, and Andre VK7ZAB for braving the cold, blustery conditions on the mountain to return the services. Last Clubroom Technical Night, Colin VK7ZCF, our resident 3D printer expert extraordinaire, brought in his latest endeavours. He needed some 450 ohm ladder line for an HF antenna. Why buy and wait when you can build? So Colin has been busy 3D printing a couple of hundred small spaces. He threaded 188 spaces onto a pair of conductors and used a wooden dowel as the designated distance between spaces. After a dab of slow-setting super glue to hold the spacer in place on the insulated conductors, he now has 40 feet of magnificent ladder line. All that remains is the antenna construction and some tested measurements, Colin. For interest's sake, Ross VK7ALH brought in a Yaesu FT620. This little unit shows the high level of mechanical precision obtained in mass production of a semi-domestic radio that is circa mid-1970s. This 6-metre band rig covers from 50 to 54 megahertz, divided into 8 500 kilohertz electrical band portions. Check out the picture for the rotating dial coloured white and green disc behind the frequency window to donate the hundreds of kilohertz portion of the frequency. Its output may only be 4 watts AM and 10 watts SSB and CW, but it is certainly sporting classic 70s rectangular push buttons on the front panel. Nice little rig, Ross. Good luck returning it to full service. Remember a couple of weeks ago I mentioned that one of our members had gone back to basics. Nick VK7WW was grinding his own plug-in quartz crystals. Well, not from scratch, but trying his hand at shifting the resonant frequency of a commercially made one, higher to something closer to what he requires. Well, Nick has provided us with an update on some of his endeavours. He used a glass plate from an old set of bathroom scales for the very flat sanding surface. A sheet of 600 grade wet and dry was held on the glass with electrical tape. He constructed a jig to test the crystal without having to put it back in the crystal holder after each sanding session. Using 99% isopropyl alcohol to clean the crystal each time it's tested, wiping it with a magic synthetic duster. After Nick returned the quartz from the plug-in crystal holder, it was placed on the sanding sheet and guided by his fingers to move it in a large figure-eight pattern. Complete, say, 20 figure-eights at a time before turning the quartz 90 degrees. Repeat turning each time you have done 20 more figure-eights. That way you even out any irregularities on the quartz every time you complete 80 figure-eights. Then check the frequency in the test jig. Repeat the previous grind and test process again and again and again, until you hopefully get to the higher frequency you require. Now for some statistics. Nick's first standard FT243 crystal was on 3.295 MHz, and using 600 grit wet and dry, he managed to take it up to 3.529 MHz. This took him 560 figure of eights, which provided a shift of 234 kHz. Nick said, "My 6042.5 kHz crystal took all day to get up to 7022 kHz. That's 980 kHz. It only took 1,700 figure of eights. And now I have no fingerprints. Had to change the wet and dry sheet. But wanted to prove to myself that I could move the frequency almost 1 MHz. Check out NTARC's Discord channel for the 27th of August for the full Technicolor sequence of pictures covering setup, grinding, test jig, testing, even the inside of an FT243 plug-in crystal. This posting also includes a full description of his successful experimentation into shifting crystals. Thanks for the update, Nick, but sorry that you won't be using fingerprint recognition on your phone for a while. Hi, hi. This Wednesday, NTARC Clubrooms will be opening up to watch the Reist How to Use Your Nano VNA presentation on Wednesday, the 10th of September. Doors will be open by 7 p.m., with the live Restart YouTube channel online by 7:30 p.m. See you there. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for the broadcast. Now, some upcoming events. On-air test and technical net sessions. Every Wednesday, test net and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7WHW. Special Clubroom Night Session Wednesday the 10th of September. Live stream of Reist How to Use Your Nano VNA. Doors open at 7 p.m. Clubroom Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 17th of September and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom's Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REST. Wednesday Experimenters Group, the WEGS. Last Wednesday night was a diverse range of subjects covered in the DATV studio. We started with a short segment from Rex, VK7MO, who told us about why you may need to wait up to 13 minutes for your small USB dongle, your GPS dongle, to give you accurate GPS locked time. This is due to these cheap dongles not taking into account the last two leap seconds and having to wait for them to download and calculate a new ephemeris, which can take up to 13 minutes. Rex then showed a new style of USB dongle that quickly downloads and stores the ephemeris and therefore doesn't need to download it every time. Thanks, Rex. The next segment was about a study done that correlated geomagnetic cycles and increased blood pressure from China, using the data from 500,000 people over a six-year period. We then took a look at the latest edition of OTN, the magazine of the RAOTC. We then moved to a ring dynamotor from the Signet Exchange when everything was electromechanical. We finished off with a tour of the new DATV station, space weather reports and future events. We go into recess with the Wednesday Experimenters Nights for a fortnight, as this week is our forum night. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. September Forum Night. How to get the most from your Nano VNA. Everyone's got a Nano VNA in their shack, except Rex, hi. But are you really getting the most out of it? Join us for the Reist Forum Night next Wednesday, September the 10th, where we'll demystify the mighty little Nano VNA. This session is all about practical usage, so bring your questions, your Nano VNA, and your curiosity. Whether you're tuning antennas, measuring filters, checking feed lines, or just trying to figure out what those squiggly lines mean, this is your chance to get hands-on. There'll be live demonstrations, open Q&A, and plenty of shared tips and tricks from fellow hams who've gone deep with their Nano VNAs. No PowerPoint, just pure practical knowledge. Kicking off at 7:30 p.m. at the Reist Queen's Domain Clubrooms and also streamed live on the Reist YouTube channel. Don't miss it. Time to unlock the full potential of that pocket-sized powerhouse. 73 from the Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. September Presentation Night. How to use the RSGB EMR Calculator. Join us for an insightful Reist presentation night on September the 24th, 2025, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, as we explore the practical application of the RSGB Electromagnetic Radiation EMR Calculator. This powerful tool enables amateur radio operators to model common antennas in typical household backyards, providing essential calculations for power, antenna type and spatial arrangements. The EMR calculator generates exclusion zones and other important parameters to ensure that your setup complies with safety standards, particularly when operating high-power systems. This presentation is especially relevant for those considering high-power experimental licenses. Phil VK2ASD from the WIA Education Committee, along with Justin VK7TW, will guide you through the process of using the EMR calculator, offering real-world examples and practical tips. Whether you're a beginner or experienced operator, this session will help you understand how to apply the tool effectively when submitting applications for high-power experimental licenses, ensuring your station meets safety and regulatory requirements. The event will be held in person at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed live on the REST YouTube channel, allowing all members to participate regardless of location. Don't miss out on this opportunity to enhance your knowledge and ensure your amateur radio operations are both safe and compliant. That's 73 from the REST Committee. REST Training and Assessment Update. Congratulations to our 5 Foundation candidates who all passed their assessment last weekend. Please welcome the new call signs appearing that are popping up on the repeater. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? REST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates: Standard, Advanced and Regulations Assessments, held on alternate months. Next is on the 20th September 2025. Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months, with the next one on the 25th of October 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the REST Events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reest.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. If you are coming along to next week's training and assessment day and you haven't let Reg know, then please do ASAP, as we have to get together the assessment packs. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the REST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation Trial Exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you are starting your journey or levelling up, REST is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a negative 600 kHz offset, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Plus, VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide Microwave QSO Party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group, from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Wags, Wednesday Experimenters Group, on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6pm in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reist 6 Metres AM Net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30pm. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Test Net and Tech Net Session, every Wednesday. Test Net CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7pm, then a Tech Net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till 8:30pm. Your hosts for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 17th of September, from 6:30pm in the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rachel Lee. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon in the Rachel Lee Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group, NET, on 2 metres, VK7RMD, and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30pm local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net, 144.190 USB. VK7 events, Reist, 10th of September, how to get the most from your Nano VNA forum night from 7:30pm in the QD Club Rooms and streaming. Reist, 24th of September, how to use the RSGB EMR calculator with Phil, VK2ASD, in the Club Rooms and streamed. VK7, 15th of November, Myena Hamfest, Community Hall Myena, from 10am. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. The newsreader will be VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, VK7DG. 10 metres, VK7VKT. UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC. HFCB24, VK7SME, DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by the Digital Group. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've just been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed out on our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. Remember, the deadline for submission is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, this is Idris VK7ZIR, wishing you 73 and good DX.